It was 20 years ago today, the untold story of the Armenian Church Youth Ministry Center. Between the years 2003 and 2016, we ran an experiment in an area of Glendale, California, known as Ground Zero, a place that Armenian organizations had ignored and forgotten, a place where education, identity, and prayer came together. This is a series about the miracles that we witnessed at this small church on the corner with a worldwide mission. This is part of the Armadoxy for Today series of podcasts about the Armenian Church now, patterned after the then. Today's episode, Focused Vision. In 1996, I was called to be the parish priest of the St. Gregory Armenian Church in Pasadena, California. It was one of the largest parishes in our diocese, in terms of people and in terms of potential. In 5 short years, we had developed a thriving youth presence around the church. There were events and outings for sure, but the phenomena was around the youth presence in the church proper. The ancient divine liturgy was celebrated with young participants. In 2002, through the efforts of Aram Krikorian and Dr. Nubar Setyan, we produced a CD album of Armenian church hymns, Sharagans, called Focused Vision. The album name explained our emphasis as a community. Focus your vision on God and let Him take care of your growth. By the end of 2002, the primate, Archbishop Vache Hovsepian at the time, invited me to the Western Diocese as the Director of Youth Ministries. The challenge was simple enough: replicate the success we had in Pasadena on a larger scale for the entire diocese. We prayed about it, contemplated, weighed the options, prayed some more, and finally accepted the challenge. I started working at the headquarters of the Western Diocese in Burbank, California, at the beginning of 2003. It was recently acquired and was in the process of being set up. Today it is known as the St. Leon Reventians Cathedral Complex. I remember being in a small office, and after a couple of weeks of acclimating to my new circumstances, I started second-guessing my decision to this new youth ministry. Specifically, I remember sitting in this small office with ideas and proposals for youth ministry on my computer screen, but thinking of all that I had left and given up to be here. I called my wife Susan, as I often do, for support. I called her on the phone to sound off some thoughts. We'd given up a pastorate in one of the largest parishes in our diocese. We had done so with prayer, and now I was sitting in a small office trying to set up a program. Granted, it had only been 2 weeks since I started, but patience is not one of my virtues. Susan and I consoled each other during that call, and I was back to work. The phone rang that afternoon. It was Vache Mangasarian, producer of the Armenian National Network television program. I was a regular guest on his show during my time in the Pasadena church. He would give me an open forum to talk about the issues taking place within our community, especially with troubled Armenian youth. His show was an evening wrap-up type, aired in the Glendale market. Vache said that there was a gentleman who wanted to meet me. His name, a name that I would shortly come to know very well, was Onig Mirabian, the owner-president of a new dealership selling Korean Kia automobiles. I was given an address and went out to meet Mr. Mirabian. The address on Central Avenue in Glendale took me to a large parking area for used cars. Asking for Mr. Mirabian, I was led to his private office in the back of the lot. This gentleman introduced himself to me and said he had seen me discussing youth issues on Mangasarian's television show. He said he wanted to give me a church. It was interesting because, as unusual as his offer was, I was not fazed one way or another. In my head, I was still thinking about the earlier thoughts of the day. of praying for a youth ministry and giving up my pastorate. In fact, I said something to him like, that was a nice gesture, and it would be something that I'm sure the Archbishop would be happy to discuss with him. I didn't even put myself into the equation. What would I want with the church? I was in a church, and now I'm out. I'm trying to put together a youth ministry. I got into Mr. Morabian's Chevy pickup, and he drove me to the church on the corner of Kenilworth and Stocker Streets in Glendale. His key opened the back door. We went up the stairs to some old offices and noticed a large hall and kitchen in desperate need of repairs along the way. We walked through the main church area. All this time, I had not fully understood the magnitude of this offer. Someone who was unknown to me only a half an hour ago wanted to give me a church building. What would I do with a church? I had one of the biggest and largest. What would I want with this dilapidated old building? The sanctuary was in need of more repair than the downstairs hall we had witnessed a few minutes earlier. It was a large room with well-worn-out wooden pews, tattered carpeting, a stage area overwhelmed with an adult pool where baptisms would take place. Sure, at first I thought I would share this find with the Archbishop, but now, seeing the condition of the building, I even questioned whether he would be interested. Ondig Morabian took me through the entire building. We had entered through the back door, and so we ended up at the front doors of the building. From the inside, he opened the front doors so I could see the front yard. As he swung the doors open, to my complete, total surprise, I saw school buildings. I was standing directly in front of a cluster of schools, Keppel Elementary, Toll Middle, and Hoover High School. I was speechless. Tears started rolling down from my eyes. My newly found friend looked at me with a very kind and satisfied smile. I couldn't contain myself. We had prayed for a youth ministry center. Where else did I think God would lead me? What did I expect? That God would take me to work at an old age home? Of course not. He brought me and delivered me right in front of the largest concentration of Armenian youth outside of Armenia. I shook Mr. Morabian's hand, and we were set. This building would now be designated as the Armenian Church Youth Ministry Center. Within 40 days, he would renovate and rebuild this building to our specs. We prayed for a youth ministry, and God gave us a center from where to operate. Sometimes, actually most of the time, our doubt creates our biggest obstacles. When we pray, we need to do so and then give God enough room to answer us. Actually, the answer was focus vision. Focus your vision on God and let him take care of your growth. Join me tomorrow as we continue the journey which began 20 years ago, as we make our way through many, many miracles that happened on that street corner. If you missed earlier episodes, you can catch up by listening to them on your favorite podcatcher or at epostle.net under the Armadoxy for Today tab. Remember to leave a comment and or write us at feedback@epostle.net. God bless you, and stay focused to the vision.
Epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.